shaping her. Her juices dapple her thighs, an obscene tableau. Candlelight moves glistening images through every drop, as if they were full of fire. Certainly her body is. She is enraptured and bound, moving only for the further pleasure to be pushed within. Moving only because she must. You find yourself a puppet of her pleasure, as she is a puppet of that thrusting, that constant movement. The strength has left her, and she is drifting on the waves of pleasure, as her sweet, full, dripping sex asserts its dominance over her brain, and she over yours. Her eyes briefly achieve focus, and she locks them on yours, licking her lips, making sure you see. She nods toward the thrusting figure who is filling her, using her, controlling her body with the spasmodic pulses of electric light that are making her shiver and gasp from within, twitching now and then. Clearly from the intensity of these sensations, and the way you can see her stomach periodically becoming tense, taut, and then relaxing after, she is amping up toward her climax on periodic ripples. Yet the movement stops. The cock has pulled out of her. You can see her partner glistening in the light, painted with the juices that drip onto the sheets now. She's biting her lip. The sound that rises from her is a high, feral whimper. She arches her body, desperately, repeatedly grunting, needing to reclaim the shaft inside her open, dripping sex. The movements are fruitless, however, as she lays back and you see her puffing and panting, trying to maintain her cool as her orgasm ebbs away. Her hands are knotted into the sheets, and she is still biting in a very well-defined pout. The candlelight glints off her watering eyes, and her pussy is clearly still held open a little, where the rough, hard pleasure of the thrusting shaft overtook her mere moments before. The slight part drips clear fluid, but it is difficult to focus on, because she is thrusting her hips into the air, arching her back, pressing down, trying to raise her pussy upward and move it against the underside of the shaft.